Wednesday the 9th of July, Vov Tammuz, Rabbi Moshe Halpern, the Kavura of a Jew found with its Salem.
Topic is a bit of an interesting topic. First of all, even maybe after a longer decision I might have decided to speak about it, but I wasn't given more than about 30 seconds to decide. So I talked about something that I had recently in the Minyan. Managed to then become politic, but due to a certain very anti-Haredi who died a couple of weeks ago in Eretz-Yisrael, so the discussions come up every so often about Arusha and Shimon after he dies, exactly what halukas apply to him. There's a very interesting Chivas from Sofer in Yeredaya Shimem Aleph about a soldier who we assume he's a Yid because he's the Malat. Yet he was found with a necklace and a cross hanging on him. I don't know exactly where he was found, but since he was, so he talks about it, assuming he was brought into a hospital or whatever, and the local community was asked to bury him in a Talmud of Smasaita, passing that one should bury him in a Yiddish Beis Sefuras. And like in every place, and somebody, there were people there who were unhappy with the roof's decision. There's someone who had a cross, necklace, and buried in the Yiddish Beis Sefuras, and maybe he was buried next to relatives of people who felt that it wasn't appropriate. So Nachum Sofer was asked this question, three questions. First of all, whether such a person should be given the Jewish Yiddish kviya altogether. If yes, whether he's allowed to be buried in the Yiddish Beis Sefuras. There are people who, though we are mechiv to bury them, but they are buried in Zukta Me'achayra Geda. Second, let's assume that he should not have been buried leketchila in a Yiddish Beis Sefuras, whether now, after he has been buried, whether they should be mefana him, remove him, and bury him elsewhere. So there's some sefer, it's a shaifas abyssal near the day. Near the day, we know there's halucha called the purish, meribah purish. That's, for example, the classic example is if there's 9 shops that sell kosher fleisch, 1 shop that sells treifa fleisch, and one finds meat somewhere in the middle of the town, one can assume called the purish, meribah purish. So if the majority of the shops are kosher, one can assume that it came from one of the majority shops. Yet, if a yid went into a shop and bought the fleisch, wasn't aware that there maybe was a stranger, he wasn't aware that in this town there is a treifa shop, and after he comes home, someone tells him, you know, that one of the shops there in the center are treifa shop, and he doesn't know which shop he went to, so his suffix is, which shop did I go in? We learned out from the pusik, that's kol kuvia kumechza mechza, that although there is a majority of kusha shops, since his suffix is which shop he went into, so it's halachically as if it's a 50-50. So if it's a fleisch, we consider it to be suffix twice of a kosher, which he mustn't eat. So some sefer says, since the majority of people who are gemalot in the army are Yidden, and if he was not found in the barracks, he was found wherever on in a place which is poorish from where the army is situated. He was found somewhere in town, maybe had gone shopping or whatever. We can say call the poorish, the river poorish, and we assume that he's from the majority of the Gemalata people. The majority of Gemalata people are Zechiyidin, and that alone, that someone is Gemalat, is a simon mivik begifoy. We can for sure assume that he is a yid. Would be nagei legabe hetagina sochet. The simon mivik begifoy. Hagam the chayyur from Sefer says we've got something which counter fights the rov of Rav Yisroel. Why? Because the majority of Yidden don't have cross tzeilam around as a necklace. So l'chayyur is on the chayshish dan. That although he might have been a yid, but that maybe at tzuchishmak. Understand, there is a slight chance that maybe is trapped in those times, the hospitals and those places were very religious, and sometimes for religious reasons they might have put on a cross on a mess or on a chayla, even if he wasn't not on his own account, the staff around him might have done that. But since Simsaif says there was the rule then that it was against the law of the country to do such a thing, someone who came into hospital or was found as a yid should have been given, according to the Chatam Medina, according to the law of the country, should have been given a proper Yiddish burial, it's the Chayla Nisht Ashkich Tikazach, that someone should have done it after he passed away or when he was unconscious. So the Chayla Rav Magdach Unemen, that this was something that he had put himself on while he was alive. So Lechoyle, we should say that this counterfights the Rav Nimoylem Yisroel. We should say that the majority of people who have a necklace with a cross around them, Zomen Unemen, Azai Zemen, Mishamudim. Says from Sefer, yet there's a klal in Halucha, Ein Sufik Moitzi Midei Vadai. The Gemara says in Psuchim Daf Tesamad Aleph, Chuba, which is a Talmud Chuchim, who brought in produce from his field, even if it was on the same day, and passed away. And the question is whether we can assume that he had given Tzimis and Masters to the produce, or we should say Mesufik, maybe he passed away before it was possible for him to give away the Tzimis and Masters. So the Gemara says, Beitzim, we should say that these payers are the Cheskes table, the Chazukah, that they went. And we've got the Mesufik, whether the Chuba gave Tzimis and Masters before he passed away. So we should say Ein Sufik Moitzim Devada. Says the Gemara, as the Chazuka al Chuba Sheine Moitzim Tachas Yudai Dova Sheine Mesikin. There's a Chazuka, that means we can assume almost 100% that the Talmud Chuchim would not bring produce into his house and put it into the larder, the normal place where his family would be able to assume that everything has been done according to halacha, if he wouldn't have given Tzimis and Masters. The Gemara says that's a chazuka. Says the Chum Sofer, although the law of the country is that one shouldn't put on a cross on someone who is assumed to be a zayid, but we should say that there's a chazuka. As strong as the Gemara says Chazuka al Chuvah Shain Moitzim Tachsuda Shlova Shain Mesikin, we should say Chazuka on these Austrian or Hungarian nurses or doctors, that they wouldn't do such a thing. We cannot assume that it's got that strength of Chazuka. So the Halucha of Ein Sufik Moitzim Devada would apply. So we say as Avada Yi, there is a strong suspicion that he might attend on the Kishmat, but the Halucha of Ein Sufik Moitzim Devada is stronger than that. Says the Chum Sofer, there is in Halucha and the Gemara, there's such a thing as Chazuka de Mikura, that means we assume that something has stayed in the original way. That is when we don't know now what the status is. For example, a classic mushle is if someone, a husband, has sent a get, Mechitzta Medina, and it's not in the olden times, it wasn't like now when you could know for sure that the husband is alive when you give the get. Yet we Mishtelta for Chazuka, that when he sent the get, he was alive. There's no reason to assume why he's that he should have died. The question would be if after giving the divorce you would have found out that now he's died. The question would have been when he's died, whether at the time of when the divorce was given, was he then already dead or not. So then we've got a chazuka de mekura, that he was at one time alive, and we've got something that's called a chazuka de hashta, that he's now dead. The question is, what's stronger, the chazuka de mekura or chazuka de hashta? So the chayyah here, we could also maybe say that although we know he was a yid, we found now a cross around him. The question is, when was the cross put on him? Was it put on at the latest stage possible, which means after he passed away, or was it put on before? So Sofer says, a chazuka de mekura is stronger than a chazuka de hashta. So since the chazuka de mekura is that he's a yid, although we've now found a cross on him, we can assume that it was put on at the last possible stage possible, which is after he passed away. No, the nachmina with a get is if someone sent a get to his wife Medina Sayyam. Yeah, and he was let's say the Shchodesh Iyah. Shchodesh Iyah, he was for sure alive. the get was given over Tetzvah V'yeh. The Shchodesh Sivan, we know that he's dead, but we don't know when he died. If he died Tetzvah V'yeh, if he died prior to the actual moment when the divorce was given over to the wife, although when he sent the divorce he was alive, the divorce is not valid. You ask, what's the nafkamina if she's a divorcee? The nafkamina is, first of all, whether she's mitzvah lekohena, lekoyim, yeah, and second of all, if the mushal, the husband would have died without children, yeah, that's the verse, and he's got a brother, the question is whether he's a kikaliyim. Well, nice if Bashir also asked this question, so I appreciate a lot of people that as well. So the Tzemtzeivah says, the Choyle, we can say that in the army, we know that the Yidden didn't have a very easy time, and there was problems with kashrus, shabbos, and everything, and there was a lot of social or peer pressure. So the Tzemtzeivah says, there's an interesting Gemurah, and Avodah Zorah Nien Dalet Omed Aleph. The Gemurah says, Bimesuas Shel Akim, I'm not exactly sure what it was, some sort of a stage or something, that in the time of the Gezeilah, when Yidden were forced to be in Avodah Zorah, the Oynos, the Yidden were forced to be in Avodah Zorah, there was something which was in the Shamash Avodah Zorah, and the question is whether that thing, after the Gezeilah's Butul, whether that thing stays Usa Banua Al Tanevad, if a Yid has given to an Avodah Zorah, Svet Usa Meshim Nevad. But only if he, if it was be'oinus, then it's considered, although Ayid is mechiv to be moist and nefesh, nish tzedin and avayda zura be'oinus, but lemaase, it's machish kachalois, fin ha'nevav, off the bima or whatever it is.
Is the cross avayda zura, people find, even find third crosses?
That's another question, whether it's that or the one of the latter. You're saying that nowadays there are people, even 90% of the goyim, nothing. Yeah, you've got the question whether one is allowed to humble in crosses. It depends on. So sharp. The question is nowadays maybe one can assume that 90% of the goyim are non-believers and they wear it just as an ornament. But 300-400 years ago the case was zecher nishtoze. Take the hand to yourself, and it's a nacher zecher because there's a certain plane of employee who deals in slumen that is that one is allowed to do it. One is allowed to deal it. Why? Because it's not assumed to be an avodah zorah.
But the Indian do it. What? Well, the Indian they do the Swamish Avodah Zorah, the cross of Avodah
Zorah. No. Whether Christianity is considered Avodah Zorah, one is lechiv to be Moisa Nefesh if one is forced to be the. You're talking nowadays that maybe nowadays, since the goyim don't believe in anything, also it's yeah. So maybe nowadays it's different. But the zecher, the amulig etzaten, any the ones as the shkwein and yidden with some mishkleit. Everyone was a believer. Most of the majority people were believer. A person with a cross was assumed to be. I don't think even nowadays you'll find a yid with a cross. A yid who goes across is zecher mishkleit. Can the goy who goes across doesn't believe, but the yid who goes across. The Gemara Avodah Zorah says that the Gemara Atashala whether Nevav Be'oinus Aset Yad Anayim. So the Gemara says that although we can assume that the majority of the Yidden, although they were forced to serve the Din Avodah Zorah, they did it Be'oinus, but Efsha that from the hundreds of people who are living in that town, there wasn't one. The Lushna Gemara is Vada Yisru Mima Hava Epulach La Berutzen, that we can assume that out of the hundreds of people who served this Avodah Zorah, there might have been one, or we can assume that there was one, but of Yor Gedim Avodah Zorah Berutzen, says Rashi. Why? Since he sees that the Am Yisrael is in such a low status and that they're being forced to serve Avodah Zorah, Kenzani might have had a weak Yid, might have had a Machshuva, Refsha, Yimizukum. We see that the Goyim have got such a strong hand and the Yidim are so low. Kenzani says, the man is on a Machshuva that maybe there is something in this Avodah Zorah, in Het Gedint, Avodah Zorah, Perusin. So, but some Seva says, maybe we should also apply the Salucha that from the hundreds of Yidim who are serving in the Austrian-Hungarian army, we should assume that maybe there was one of them who, since seeing what a low status he is now, he might have a hand on a Sotishmat Berutzen. So the Sanseita says the Pushta Chilik. There we are talking about a bima or something in a town. We're not talking about an individual person. We're talking about a certain bima. So we're saying from the hundreds of people who served the Avodah Zarah, there might have been one who served it Berutzen. We're not being done on an individual person, but on any individual person who you take, and the shali is whether he was the one that Kedinta Avodah Zarah Berutzen, Mishtat of the Chazukah, as a Kedinta Boinus. So the Chazon Sofer says that often a Gemura, which is even a stronger case, when there's two sets of Eidim who come and are Makhish, they get Eidim and Makhishim there. Reuven and Shimon come and say that Ploini ben Ploini did do something. Levi and Yehuda come and say that Ploini ben Ploini did not do something. Is a Hakusha, one of these Kita Eidim are saying lies. And a liar is Pusul Eidus. Yet, the Gemara says that each cup on its own, each step on its own, can come to another Bezdin when it applies to another case and can give Eidus. Aye, they're Sufik, maybe they're a liar. We say Taka the Sufik on Mishtelt, each cup on the Chazukah. Here also, if you would be asking whether in the whole army there's one Yid who was Hotzach Kishmat Berutzen, maybe, but if we're talking about a certain Yid who was in Yetz Nagaya, where the heir to Kishmat Berutzen, why should we assume that he did it? Says the Chazon Sofer, even if it would be a Sufik HaShukl, for example, we would assume that the Ois Hamila and the Havdol, the Ois, the sign that he's got across, would be on the same strength, so there would be an actual Sufik whether he is a Meshimed or not. Says the Chazon Sofer, since Mitzvah's Kvira is a Deraisa, we learn out some Kuvot Tikvareni Bariga Malchus, and there's a Pusik also, Nuzim Amchetun Beis La'Choisoi, that a Nuzer who is not allowed to be Matama to someone, and he's Hoylech Lishchit Pitchoi Velumul Benoi, he's got all three reasons why not to be Matama, and if there's a Mes Mitzvah, that is the Matama Zam, we learn out some Pusik La'Choisoi, because it's a Mitzvah's Kvira, it's a Deraisa. So you know there's a Klal Sveika, Deraisa L'Chimna, so even if there would be a 50-50 Sufik, whether he is a Meshimed or not, is that applies if we would have found him not in the Mukam HaKfir, so Be'etzim Zu HaRov Nimoylem Yisro, even if we would say that there are people who have a cross around them, then a Meshemudim, and we would say it's a Sufik HaShukl, Votman Gedaft Koyvazan of Sveik of the Reis Lechimra. Says the Chazon Sofer, what would happen if he would be found in the barracks? Is there lechoyle before we would have found him with a tzaylem would there rather been a suffix? Why? Because not all people who are gemalot then and even that was even those times. So there's a rav and a mir. So even if rav and a moylem yisrael kol kaviyekam etzal metzah. So before we start, even before the tzaylem, there would have been a suffix of shukul. Okay, so the shukul we said take the right to the chimra dafim koyvadan. To the 50-50, we've now got a reyeter that he's got the tzeilim around the heart. So lechoyle duva kedav zan fakert, we should say that there's rav. In halucha, we should say rav tzudem azeh zagoy. Rav tzudem azeh zagoy. If you find someone who we don't know if he's a yid or goy, and rav people in the town would be goyim, but then lechoyle shkedav kovazan. Says the Chazon Sofer that even if we would assume as there is a meshimed, there's a starker tzad to say that even a meshimed, someone tzotzach kishmat, before he dies, he's got a starker tzad to zung as at mahara gavim b'tshiva. Says the Chazon Sofer, pardon?
Why didn't take the cross off?
Oh, so the Chazon Sofer says, tshiva, when we talk about tshiva, has got a lot of levels. Tshiva, when we talk about someone, obviously the proper tshiva, the ultimate tshiva is that one changes ways. But Chazon Sofer says that we can see that even a hira tshiva is ochata azachna lucha. Where do we see it? The Gemara says that someone who's a rusha gomer, and who the Gemara says a rusha gomer, one can assume that he's got long dangling earrings and a green sort of doesn't in no way resemble a yid. In his Makadosh Isha, Amanash Shani Tzadik Gomer, Chosin Lekedishin. Why? Shema Hira Tshiva Belibo. He hasn't changed his ways, even, and that's the Choyle applies. Arusha Gomer, Shteik Mishaz Bam, Shema Dinishta Zoydis. The Choyle, the Chazon Sofer assumes that even if he's got a cross around him, and we know for sure he's a Meshimed, and he's Makadosh Isha, Amanash Shani Tzadik Gomer, the Choyle, Shteik Mish in the Gemurah, that there's a level there are differences in Rusha, and there's a Yutzim Medak, the Polish Medak at Siddur. There are people who have been looked at and Yutzim Kalisul, kind of Sinsofa, now that you're asking me, it's kind of Sazaura, whether that there is someone who's a Rusha Gomer, or Ayid, or there's a Balaveda, and whether we can, whether the Aluch would be by someone who is a Chvayt Kluah, there's a Meshimah, then there's Mekadosh Ish, and Nashani Tzadik Gomer, Echeh, Bechsem Sofer, Lechoyz Dorayach, Bechsem Sofer, as if you hold them, that even someone in the Shimmers who is Mekadosh Afro, and has looked at Nashani Tzadik Gomer, Chosh Nekadosh, and Bechoyz Tzadik Gomer, Chosh Nekadosh, so Bechsem Sofer says, we see him with Chosh Nekadosh, so Bechsem Sofer, the Chosh, there's a counter argument against that. There's a Chiva, I think it's the Meram Nefadzo, who asks, why when it comes to Kedishin, are we choices the Kedishin, someone who's a Rusha Gomer, yes, I have their title, yes, the stempel is a Rusha Gomer. Yes, we say when he's Mekadosh, I'm not sure it's a Gomer, in the choices the Kedishin. Why the Lucha is, if there's Edim who are Rishuim, and the reason would be Mekadosh Isha, Lifnei Edim who are Rishuim, Sila Edis, is the Kedishin is transition. So what's them in his choices, why aren't we choices, maybe the Edim on Maharagavim the Chiva? So the Meram Kadva says, the reason is that if a person says out of his mouth, "I'm a nashani tzaddik gomer," the minish mine and azay that tzaddik, or will be a choishes for that. If someone can say out, "I'm a nashani tzaddik gomer," that means he's telling you should know as if being yet to one about shiva. This second, he hasn't changed his ways. He says about shiva, it's not a guarantee, but it's duach shas. Some eidim who's standing there and they look like a shuam, we know that they're a shuam. Tavuz on the choishes. Says the tzayif al chayyeh here. We also didn't hear from him. That's it. Mahalagavim b'tshiv, and he said something. Says of some sofer as a help that a person before he's dying is zecher do azoyfil tzav to say as that mahalagavim b'tshiv b'liboy. Then this bridegroom, this chusendotten who looks like a rusha gomer and as zukam nashani tzadik gomer, we assume that not assume but lezachshash as efshat mahalagavim b'tshiv says of some sofer a meshimed, even a meshimed on his deathbed. Is not too azach shash, azach tzad to zugen, sheme hele tshive belibbe.
Did
he go by Luke? Killed on the spot, yeah, I can also. Yeah, it's not.
Did he go by Luke or Bertha Luke?
What size? What size? We're talking about here someone who's got the cross around, this, cross around him, we assume that's his mouth, right? Yet I'm going to say, naive, mint at Salem around the heart.
Does it matter if it's a tattoo?
Yeah. A tattoo is not a tailor, it's a la. He would have a tattoo at Thailand. Also, the tailor, if that's something, I don't know, today is a shig in the world, I don't know if you can assume now anything, but if normally someone who's got a tattoo at Thailand is a machine, then the same thing would apply. Nowadays, the price is there. When you want to say chi, yeah, I know that. Ah, that's what you're asking. There's a stronger tzad, maybe he did shiva, and there isn't a question why it's not up to something like MS, I get over it. So, as Agav, he said from someone that we say in Parshas Pura, in the Yetzis, L'tah etameim, l'tah metahoyim, bo'im mekudosh. So, it's not look for name, it's in, we see a moide kazach. We say, someone is a Rusha Gomer, and he says, I'm an Ashani tzadik, the Emes Shreit Faket also. Someone who's a Tzadik Gomer, you look at him, he looks like a Baruch HaKodesh. And he's Mekadosh a lady, and he says, I'm an Ashani Rusha Gomer, who also Choshish, maybe is a Balavayla. Why is it? So the Meram Tavla says that even someone who is the Chesk is not what he's saying now, but if he says something, we are Choshish. The Tamay Tamayim, the Latay Tahoyim, the Tamay if a person says, I'm not Shani Tzadik Gomer, with his words, we are ready choshe. We see what's the koyach in a, if a yid says something, we don't assume it for sure. That I be choshe, that maybe zut mishriftig, or about to do azar so trash. The flat says of some sefer, most of the people, some of the chishmat, are not people who have actually studied Christianity and have understood that that there's something in the yoga. It's for convenience and for they've had a hard life, but when it comes in look to the crunch and they're lying on their deathbed, the zecher shtat chash chash for kedat tayva as a hot mahalagamein b'tshiva. Oyvazoy, we've got v'acher sufik as a vadegamein ayid. Sufik to Hatzuch Kishmat, a film Tim Saloim Ayo is a shtag of Tzad Esh Hatzuch Shivik Tim, so we've got a Svek Svek Lechimre. Says of some Sefer, where do we see that from? From? Lechimra, but that's in Yod, Tovizah. I'm in Yod, Tovizah, yeah. So from Sefer, where do we see it from? We see that Harige Bezden, people with Zengevei Mechiv Bezden, which include Mechal Shabusas, Amshayani Dachas, Ovda Avayda Zura, and says about them, the Gemara says that their relatives are not Mechiv to sit Shiva on them, because they're considered a Shom, like we soon see, and yet they are Mechiv the Kvira. So we see that even Rishuim are Mechiv the Kvira. But why? Because there's a Shtaka Tzad as Mahot Maharag Vein B'Tshiva. So there's some Sefer, although there is a Masechta Smuchas and Svet Kebrenk Laluch and Yerabai Shin and Hai Sif Hai, quite mustn't say a gruesome Laluch, but a Shaf Laluch. Kol HaPoyrish Medak HaTzibah, anyone who's Poyrish Medak HaTzibah is someone of a Tzotzuch Gishmat, is definitely considered a Poyrish Medak HaTzibah. Ein is asking imay b'chol dovo. We're not misasik with him. Achayhem itroivayhem, their brothers and relatives, not only do they not put on black, which is a sign of mourning, loshim levunim, they put on yomtzadikah clothes, imis atrim levunim, or the yomtzadikah talus, v'oichim v'shoysim ismeichim, they make a big cedar, sh'nevat soina shumukim, that a soina arusha, we're talking about of that caliber of arusha, has died. Shenema, the Pusik says in Tilim Kipikul Kiflam and Tes, Halei Mesanecho Hashem Esnu, someone who is a son of the Eibishter, of Yichfad, if it's Koibamechu et Koitot, I'll put up a fight with those who fight for the Rebbeinu Shalom. Tachlis Sinus and Esim, I've got a deep hatred for them. Le'oid Mehoyeli, they're my enemies. So someone who is an enemy of the Rebbeinu Shalom is considered to be an enemy of Klan Yisrael. So we see that someone who's Polish Medak et Sibah, is a Chayyah state Amos asking him, right? Says the some Sefer, I hope that Asik means that one doesn't sit Shiva, one is not Menachem Uvel the Meshbucha, yet Kvila, Sukta some Sefer, Tashtaita Pushet, that one is Yom Chiyiv, and as Kitzach Meshbeit has in Rashba, Shtait Flur, that even a Chayyah Shmedak at Sibir, that means a Chayyah, even a Yidam Shemid, although Alpi Halucha, one wouldn't sit Shiva on him, although Kvila is Yodu. By the way, brings that in the Ozeria state, Mishpah Zoy, the Ozeria is Choylik, and the Ozeria held that the Meshimah did not Mechir B'Kviya. One of the riots which the Ozeria brings, Echmein is a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that there was a butcher who was Machu, Nevelus the Treifus, to people, and when he died, the Tana or the Moira said that his body should be thrown to the dogs, since he stole from the dogs what was due to them, because it says, Lakeila Tashlichen Oisoy, so his body should go to them. And I know that's what the Halucha Lamasa, there was, I don't know if he's called a rabbi or a reverend, Shashpotnik, who before the war, I think that Tim Chastunna is writing a book about him, not a very controversial fellow, as the Chaimoy Zubjinsky, the great Litvish Gedolim, calls him a materialist, a madman, so maybe it was a limit schiz, that he wasn't such a Rusha, that he was extension of machinery. And he had problems also, he gave a Shalem, which Dain Abramsky, the Chayin Arucha, knew that it was Nereinus of Treifers, and when he died, Dain Abramsky did not let his Chavar Kedisha bring him the Kvira out there, Yerushalm. Mazav, it's interesting, in the fair. The Master of some Sefer brings the Rajba that even a Meshimid is Yom Mechiev the Kvira. That's, so that, I'm dachim Koyva. The Sefer then asks, okay, we are Mechiev to be Koyva him. Is one allowed to be Koyva him? Tradition in a Yiddish based Kura, so it could be we have to be Koyva him, but he should be buried in the after the fence. That the some Sefer in the Halucha is Hazeb Yatipas in the Halucha and Zeshtan Sinhedrin Daf Zayin and Medalef that ain't covering Lusha Eitzel Tzadik. So the some Sefer since and in the Chole over here, even if we wouldn't assume for sure as there's a Meshimet or there's a Sufik a Meshimet, it would also apply the Halucha of ain't covering Tzadik Eitzel Lusha, which the some Sefer says that the Reiser is Sveika the Reis of the Chimra. So ideally, although he should have been buried, he should not have been buried in a Yiddish Beis HaKvuras. Yet, says Rosh Hashanah, since he has already been buried, the Sfeir Sefer brings a Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Zayin, the Sfeir Sefer says that someone who has died and has already been buried, and the Gemara says has already seen Yimezuk the Tzah, Chibet HaKeva has already seen, and we don't know what the Onshim, Sotu Tekinim, which there is Yimezuk Gehenim and other sorts of Tekinim, so although we were not sure whether he has already been a Mechipah for his Avayas or not, since that is already a Sufik, the Sefer says, although ideally, Leketchilich, we should not have buried him, because at the time when he died, he was Zecharusha, it could be now, since the Ashgucha, Tazay Gefiyat, and maybe it's in Himlok, Mazay Gefiyat, because the Taket Shivigitin, that now that he's already been buried, and it's already passed a few weeks or months since he has been buried, is a Sufik, maybe, that even if he was a Meshimah, Tazay Shemzechigrein, Sakapura, so now it's Sufik to go and to be him a fan and take him out, we say, Shabbat Tazudev, and Yaniach, Beshulam, Mamashkur.